Hello and welcome to the Fiorella Files. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella de Maria. I'm a writer of crime fiction and historical novels and an incorrigible bibliophile. It's wonderful to be making a programme on pretty much my favourite subject, books. On my show, I will be introducing you to books, classic and contemporary, that you must read, should enjoy reading, or should not touch with an 11-foot barge pole. Once a month, I will also be doing my special edition children's book show involving younger reviewers talking about and sharing their favourite books. Now, I don't mind admitting that I am really a bit miffed this morning. I've moved from the mildly perturbed and the mustn't grumble to really quite miffed. It is freezing cold. I know it's December, but I don't do bad weather. It is so cold. And scraping the ice off the windscreen of your car at 5 o'clock in the morning just has to be experienced to be fully understood. We've just crawled out of our second lockdown and are trying desperately to get back to normal again. We've been given permission to be with our families for Christmas, which is wonderful. But you know, it's just been a god-awful year and I can't wait till 2020 is sent packing. I have just really had enough. And it is so misty outside this morning. I can't even see properly out of my window. It looks as if somebody's lit an enormous bonfire in the middle of my garden. But this is misty Albion, isn't it? So I should get terribly poetic at this point and start quoting season of mists and mellow fruitfulness and all the rest, but I am just really a bit fed up. However, this will cheer me up. The Fiorella Files and books and literature is always a good tonic on a miserable morning. I feel like doing something a little bit different today. I so enjoyed doing a slightly more interconnected thematic programme the other week with the Graham Greene and Danielle Flood's memoir connected up with the Quiet American and Dorothy Cummings McLean's book, the homage to Graham Greene set in the early 21st century, that I hope you won't mind too much, but I feel like doing something a little bit similar this week. And the reason I'm hesitating a bit is I couldn't find a non-fiction book which quite fitted in to this week's plan. So I'm going to break with tradition, the tradition of 30 programmes, I think, and I'm going to do three fiction novels this week that are all very much closely connected. Do let me know what you make of it. This is a one-off. I don't intend to ignore non-fiction in future programmes, but I just felt I needed to go with the flow. I had this feeling I should do these three books this week, so that's what I'm going to do. So hope you don't mind. I hope you will find it enjoyable and informative. The theme that runs through these three books, two of them in particular, where the author of one of the books admitted that he had been very, very strongly influenced by the classic I'm going to review. The theme is childhood guilt. Childhood guilt. And having to live all one's life with the guilt of having done something wrong, something sinful, something damaging in childhood. And the three books I'm going to be looking at that really deal with this subject are the classic novel The Go-Between by L.P. Hartley, Ian McEwan's Atonement, and Ian McEwan said that he was very influenced when writing Atonement by The Go-Between, and Khaled Hosseini's novel The Kite Runner, which deals with the very same theme in a different country, a different culture, and deals with it actually in a very different way to the other two novels. So those are the three books I'm going to be looking at today. I'll get back to the normal formula next week, I promise. But because The Go-Between is the influencer, I'm going to start with this classic on the show today. I love this book. I really do love Hartley's The Go-Between. If nothing else, for the extraordinarily poignant opening passage, just the opening words. The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. It's had a huge influence on my own writing. In my book, We'll Never Tell Them, the old man telling his story keeps using that phrase, the past is a foreign country. I can't return. I can never go back.